Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cut's Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cut's Corner, where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. I've built a program centered on discipline, self-belief, and relentless preparation. Each week, I share insights from my coaching journey, conversations with high performers, and lessons that foster winning habits. If you're serious about growth, whether as a player, coach, or leader, you're in the right place. Let's get after it. I would like to address something that's been on my mind for some time. Something that comes up in conversations with players, coaches, parents, and even friends. Burnout. Yes, burnout. Now, before we go further, let me be clear. I'm not here to tell you how to feel. This isn't one of those tough it out speeches. This is a conversation about what burnout really is, what it's not, and what to do when you feel like something's off. Because here's the truth. Most people who say they're burned out aren't actually burned out. They're out of alignment. They've drifted away from their purpose, their identity, sometimes their systems, and now everything feels heavier than it should. When I hear someone say they're burned out, my first thought isn't to question their toughness. It's to look at their habits, their clarity, their lifestyle. Real burnout is emotional and physical collapse after prolonged stress, basically with no outlets. It's waking up every day and dreading the work because you no longer know why you're doing it. However, much of what people call burnout today is actually just fatigue resulting from inconsistency. It's the weight of bad habits, lack of boundaries, and zero recovery. It's saying yes to everything, never sleeping, skipping nutrition, and living distracted, and then wondering why your energy is gone. Burnout isn't always about effort. Sometimes it's about how scattered your effort has become. And I want to say this too. There's a difference between being tired from doing something you love and being tired from doing something that drains you. Before I became a college coach, I ran my own businesses. We were successful. Businesses were growing. I was making more money than I ever thought I would. I had control over my schedule. I was winning if you looked at it from the outside. But inside, I was fading. I was waking up every day with no fire, no sense of purpose. I'd walk into my office with my Coke in hand, not coffee, because I don't drink that stuff. It's bad for you. And just go through the motions. It wasn't that I couldn't handle the work. I've always had a motor, always had discipline, but I started realizing I wasn't building anything that felt like me. I wasn't changing lives. I wasn't making an impact. I wasn't stacking bricks that mattered. I'll never forget this moment. I was sitting at my desk, staring at the same email screen I'd seen 1,000 times, and I just thought, there's no way this is what I'm meant to do. That was my burnout moment. Not from effort, not from long hours, but from living out of alignment. And it scared me because it made me realize I could keep making money, keep playing the role, and feel empty the whole time. So I walked away. I chased coaching, and it was uncomfortable. It was uncertain, but it brought me back to life. Since then, well, I've worked harder. I've worked longer. but I've never once felt that same kind of burnout again. Because now, my bricks matter. I'm building what I was built to build. Let's talk about something else I see often, especially with young athletes, when we talk about burnout. A lot of guys think they're burned out, when really, they're just bored. They mistake routine for a lack of passion. Here's the truth that I found. Success is boring. It's doing the same little things every day, even when no one is watching. It's being okay with the fact that greatness isn't loud. It's quiet. It's very lonely. It's consistent. You think Kobe got bored shooting the same fadeaway over and over? You think Jeter got tired of fielding ground balls? They weren't chasing excitement. They were chasing excellence. If you're always looking for the next new thing, you'll never give yourself the chance to be great at any one thing. Consistency isn't sexy, but it's how legends are built. So what should you do when you feel tired, flat, or like you just lost your edge? You don't quit. You reset. You check your lifestyle. You check your sleep. You check your recovery, your diet, your focus, your screen time, and most importantly, your inner circle. I had a player a few seasons ago come up to me and say, "Coach, I think I'm just done. I've got nothing left." So I sat him down and I started asking him questions. What time do you go to bed? Are you eating real food or just snacks and fast food? How much time do you spend on your phone? How often are you working on your mental game? Are you breathing properly during stress? Those types of questions. He was completely out of rhythm, out of sync with his process. No structure, no recharge, no stillness. He didn't need a break. He needed a realignment. Within 2 weeks, he'd become a different person. Same season, same schedule, but now he was locked in. Burnout? It was gone. Because purpose was back. And for those of you listening who feel stuck in a life that's not yours, if you're successful by the world standards, but feel hollow inside, if every Sunday night feels heavier and heavier because you're walking into something you don't believe in, I want you to hear this. You're allowed to change. You don't owe anyone a life that doesn't feel like yours. You don't have to fake happiness to make other people comfortable. You're allowed to start over, you're allowed to pivot, and you're allowed to chase what actually makes you come alive. I'm not saying it'll be easy, but I am saying it will be worth it. When I left the business world, I didn't have all the answers, and I still don't today. But I had this one question that kept me moving. If nothing changes, can I live with that? And the answer was no. So I changed. And maybe that's where you are too. If it is, start now. Start small. But start. Don't just survive. Build something real, something meaningful, something that lights your fire again. You don't need a break from work. You need a break from the noise. You need clarity. You need systems. Most importantly, you need belief. Burnout isn't a weakness. It's a warning, a signal that something's off. And it's your job to respond, not with a retreat, but with a recommitment. Lock back in, reclaim your identity, and get back to stacking bricks that actually matter. Make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence isn't an outcome, it's a daily standard. My mission is to build athletes and teams that compete at the highest level, not just on game day, but in every aspect of their journey. Build the right habits, lead with intent, and push yourself beyond the limits others set for you. And don't forget to cherish the small moments. They pass by in the blink of an eye. Thank you to all of our listeners. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.